Sophia, your catechism question this week is, what day of the week is the Christian Sabbath? And the answer is the first day of the week called the Lord's Day. Very good. Now, last week, your question was, what does the fourth commandment teach us? And the answer was to keep the Sabbath holy. And as we thought about the answer, we learned and thought from the Bible about how we are created especially to know God and have fellowship with God, to know God and be known by Him, to be facing Him, to enjoy Him, not just to enjoy what He has made, the creation, but to enjoy the Creator. And that we, of all the creatures, have eternal souls, so that we may enjoy the Creator even immediately between our soul and Him. And that this is especially the way in which we are to spend the Sabbath, by gathering to Him. Now, something happens when the Lord Jesus comes and God displays Himself to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that John chapter 1 would say, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten who is in the bosom of the Father, He has fully revealed Him. Something happens when God displays Himself in His Son, so that Philip, who has some understanding that seeing and knowing the glory of God and having fellowship with Him is what we were created for and what we are being redeemed for, what Jesus is redeeming us for, and that Jesus has already been teaching this to us, but in the 3 years that He was with His disciples, by loving them Himself as their God, which they're increasingly understanding, but still very limited in their understanding at the Last Supper that He is God. For instance, Thomas realizes, it finally clicks for him on the second Christian Lord's Day. He misses Jesus's appearance on the first Christian Lord's Day. But on the second Christian Lord's Day, you remember, he responds to Jesus, my Lord and my God, and he worships Him. But Jesus has been teaching them, and they have begun to realize that He is redeeming them to know and interact with God immediately, and that this is part of what He has been teaching them when He teaches them to call God Father. And Philip then says, show us the Father, and that is enough. And he's basically making the same request as Moses in Exodus 33 and then into chapter 34, when Moses asks to see the glory of God. And he says, and when God shows Moses His glory, God announces Himself, Yahweh, Yahweh. He proclaims His name, Yahweh, Yahweh, God merciful, long-suffering, and especially abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, or covenant love and covenant faithfulness. So that when John 1 says, the Word became flesh and we beheld His glory, it actually uses the Greek words that translate that steadfast love and faithfulness, that covenant love and faithfulness from Exodus chapter 34, when it says, we beheld His glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so it is especially now, not just in gathering with God's people on the Sabbath day for the Sabbath worship. And there is an elevation of the Sabbath, which has been from the creation. But when God gathers His people to Himself at Sinai and establishes now the weekly Sabbath, not only as a creation ordinance, but as a covenantal ordinance in the administration under Moses, the administration under Aaron, that the people of God would be gathered to the Lord in the worship of God, through those offerings and sacrifices, through those worship actions, all of which looked forward to Christ. Now that God has revealed Himself in His Son, we know that the creational Sabbath, the covenantal Sabbath, the creational ordinance of the Sabbath, the covenantal ordinance of the Sabbath, is especially about God's people gathering to himself in him who is the revelation of God to us. So God's people gathering to the Lord Jesus, and God's people gathering by faith even unto God in the Lord Jesus. And so Jesus shows us that he has changed the day, because between when Jesus rose from the dead, that first Christian Lord's Day, and you can even translate where it says first day of the week many times in our English Bibles, it actually reads first day Sabbath, or first day which is the Sabbath. You can have an apexegetical genitive there. On the first day Sabbath, and that first one, the disciples are in a closed room, and Jesus appears in the midst of them. And then on the second one, the doors are locked and Jesus passes through the doors. And so between when he rose again from the dead and when he ascended into heaven, the specific appearances that he tells us about are those first day Sabbath appearances. We know that God has changed the Sabbath because God has made his Son, his great revelation display of himself, the one in whom alone we draw near to God, and because those are the days that his Son is assembling his people to himself. And so it was on the first day of the week also that the Lord Jesus poured out his Spirit. And so he institutes his new international church of the new covenant, having taken his seat on the throne of heaven and pouring out his Holy Spirit on the day that we call Pentecost. And then we have evidence that the first day of the week was the day that they were gathered together in Corinth, as he says, 1 Corinthians 16. But also, a couple chapters earlier, 1 Corinthians 14, we find out how very dependent they were on the immediate action of the Holy Spirit for their public worship. That the Holy Spirit was the one who was giving one of them which psalm to sing, another of them the word of God to preach, sometimes even a word from Christ that was not yet written because the New Testament had not been written at the time. Even giving to them how to pray, which is one of the reminders, one of the indicators to us that praying should be from the Bible. If the Holy Spirit was giving words by which they prayed, all of these things. And so we know that it wasn't just men who had decided we should meet on the first day of the week, but that God the Son and God the Holy Spirit had made it very clear that it's the first day of the week that is the Sabbath, ever since the Lord Jesus rose from the dead. And so it is not the resurrection day. The Bible actually never uses that language, and we should not use that language. We are not celebrating resurrection day. That's something that people started using later to try to accommodate a false consecration of one day as Resurrection Day. And some who have recognized that God has only given us one day to observe says, we don't just have Resurrection Day once, we have Resurrection Day 52 times. No, we don't. We have the Lord's Day 52 times. Now, the first Lord's Day may have been and was the day of the resurrection. And we celebrate not just the resurrection, but the Lord himself and all that he has done, especially in his redemption on that day. But it is not Resurrection Day any more than it's Crucifixion Day or Incarnation Day or Ascension Day or Pouring Out the Holy Spirit Day. No, it's a day that belongs not to any particular act of the Redeemer, but to the Redeemer himself. just as the original Sabbath was not in celebration of any particular act of creation, but of the Creator himself. And so the Bible itself gives us the name that God has given the day. Now, if God has given the day, Sophia, if God has given the day his name for it, should we come up with other names for it, or should we use God's name for it? We should use God's name for it. Yes, exactly. And so if God calls it the Lord's Day, then we call it the Lord's Day. And if God calls it the Sabbath, then we call it the Sabbath. And these are the names by which we refer to the day. So your question is, what day of the week is the Christian Sabbath? And the answer is the first day of the week called the Lord's Day.